They act similarly to the banned pesticide DDT, and they're commonly found in pharmaceuticals or detergents. Polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or PBDEs, and chlorinated chemical compounds are making their way into Lake Superior. The chemicals can feminize male fish, altering their ability to reproduce. Matt Hudson of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says the chemicals are a growing problem in the Great Lakes.
I'm seeing increasing concentrations in the environment, and also the fact that they're being found in the polar regions of the Earth is showing that they're being transported via the atmosphere like traditional legacy pollutants.
Hudson hopes businesses and industries will help prevent more pollution by using green chemistry.
Green chemistry is the idea of using pollution or using chemistry as a pollution prevention tool, so designing chemicals to be less hazardous when they get out into the environment.
Hudson says everyone can do their part to keep the Great Lakes healthy.
Don't flush your pharmaceuticals. Flushing them is bad because they're going to go straight into the rivers, basically. So making your own cleaning products, buying things in bulk, and using old standbys like vinegar and ammonia and bleach work pretty well, and you end up saving money.
Hudson spoke at a 3-day conference in Duluth about Lake Superior. In Duluth, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.